Associations of people are classified, mass, class, crowd, group. Each category has its own characteristics. A group refers to the interaction of two or more individuals. Can be small or numerous. However, practice proves that often, they all have the same structural organization. People come together in collectives for specific purposes. A. Byrne draws a diagram which clearly shows what a group consists of. There are clear boundaries that separate its members from outsiders. There is an external environment, which is understood as people and circumstances. They are outside the group and only indirectly influence its inner processes. If the matter concerns association of people, equally as well as animals, it is appropriate to speak about leadership. Sooner or later the leader of the group is announced. He or she can come to this status purposefully or become the authority among participants accidentally. In the same way, the author considers the role of an individual in the group and also gives examples from practice.